我们一同有人祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你又按照你的心思来带领我们往前走。
It is according to your heart you lead us forward.
每次你把我们吸引到你面前来追求明白你的话的时候，
And every time when you draw us to pursue to understand your words,
你都借着圣灵运行在我们的里面，叫我们能懂得你说话是怎样领我们走在合你心意的地步。
And your Holy Spirit is always working in us so that we know the meaning of your word.
主，我们承认我们都是愚昧的人。
But we acknowledge that we are all foolish.
你不恩待我们，我们就是对你的事情是站在门外，没有进到里面。
If you're not gracious to us, we'll forever be standing outside and not understanding your word.
但是感谢主。
But we thank you, Lord.
你乐意我们到你面前来仰望你。
You're so willing for us to come before you and look to you.
你就向我们说话。
And you speak to us.
求主借着圣灵的带领，吸引我们的心，更紧密地来靠近你的自己。
Lord, may you use the guidance of the Holy Spirit to draw our hearts to draw closer to you.
叫我们耳朵听见你的话。
And our ears will hear your words.
心里渴慕你的话。
And our hearts will long for your words.
里面有个催促，要跟随你的话。
And we have this urging within us that we will follow your words.
谢谢主，但愿主在这一个时候，叫我们整个的人没有任何的遮挡来到你的面前。
And Lord, we thank you and we ask that you cause our whole being to come before you without hindrance.
赞美感谢归给你。
And praises and thanksgiving be to you.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
我们感谢主，今天晚上我们开始要看诗篇第五卷。
And we thank the Lord this evening. We'll begin book 5 in the Psalms.
一进到第五章的时候，整个 第五卷的时候，整个卷里头的话都把我们带到高处。
And when, as we enter into book 5, the words in here brings us into a higher place.
不过非常有意思。
And something very interesting.
弟兄姊妹，当你要在第五卷开始读的时候，一开始你就觉得那个变动好大。
And from the very beginning of book 5, you see there's a big change.
好大的原因在哪里呢？
And what is the reason for this big change?
因为第五章是朝着一个事实来让我们去体会。
Because book 5 is going toward a fact for us to understand.
什么事实？
And what is this fact?
做一个赞美的人。
To be someone who prays.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
一说到赞美的这一件事情。
As we mentioned about this matter of praise.
好多人是抓住赞美的这一个词，而不太掌握赞美的那个实际。
And many people will grab hold of this term praises or praise, but they don't understand the real meaning of it.
那么因此，我们常常碰到很多人说赞美神，赞美神，怎么赞美神？
So we will come across many people, often they'll say praise the Lord, praise the Lord, or praise God.
但是事实上，他们并不是赞美神。
But in fact, they are not praising God.
他目的是说赞美神的动作，但是实际的里头呢？是为着自己去在神面前支取更多的恩典。
The outward action is to praise God, but the purpose is for them to gain more from God.
如果我们读这个诗篇，一进到第五篇的时候，
And as we enter into book 5 of the Psalms,
你看到里面的内容整个的变了。
And you see there's an entire change in terms of content.
像以前从一到的第四，严格说起来是第一到第三这三卷呢，是说到个人和神中间的那一个关系。
And strictly speaking, from book 1 to book 3, we are talking about a personal relationship with God.
而第四章就说到 神乐意接受人。
And book 4 mentions about how God is willing to accept man.
当到第五卷的时候呢
？As we come into book 5,
你就看到了神不仅是说他神心里乐意接受人。
And you see that not only does God tell us He's willing to accept man.
神是实际的在那里接受人。
And not only does He accept man in His heart, but in reality He accept man.
把人接过来的时候
，As God accept man,
神就领着他们一步一步的走。
God leads them step by step to go forward.
不过在从第四卷进到第五卷，这一个分如果说有空间的话
，If we say there's any space between book four or five，
弟兄姊妹记得第四卷最末了，神说了。说神的话怎么说
？And brothers and sisters, do you remember what God says in the end of book four?
我们上次交通的时候特别提到了。
And last time we made special mention about this.
第四卷的话说完了以后
，After the words are spoken in book four,
你留意最末了那几句话。
If you pay attention to the last few verses,
我们说过的，但是我们再说一说。
And we've mentioned it. Now we mention it again.
耶和华以色列的神是应当称颂的，从亘古直到永远。愿众民都说阿们，你们要赞美耶和华。
Verse 48, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting, and let all people say Amen, praise the Lord.
我们轻轻提了一下。
And we briefly mentioned this.
这经文所说的事情，就把神的工在人中间的工作那个范围。不仅是维持着起初对以色列的拣选，从
So this verse mentions about the boundary of God's man, and not only does it limit to the election of Israel.
同时也扩张到全地
and it expands to the entire land.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你留意那些话是非常有意思的。上次我们都已经提过了。
And you take note, these words are very meaningful. We mentioned it last time.
愿众民都说阿门。
And it says, let all people say Amen.
你们要赞美耶和华。
Praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你有没有想过？
Have you thought about this?
什么叫做众民？
What does it mean by all the people?
如果你站在旧约的立场上头去想这句话
，If you stand on the viewpoint of the Old Testament time and think about these words，
你好像就是觉得全以色列在神的面前敬拜神
，And you might think it's the entire Israel saying praising God。
但是我们特别留到神用说众民
，But we take note it says all the people，
那就不只是。包含以色列了
，So it's not only the Israelites，
也包含以色列以外的许许多多的民族。
It also includes a lot of tribes outside of Israel。
神都向他们说出这样的一句话
，And God said these words to them。
你们要赞美耶和华
，Praise the Lord。
你们不要可以在耶和华以外。寻找到赞美的对象。
And you should not find any object of praise outside of the Lord.
那现在我们把就要转到第五卷的时候，我们就不能不问了。第四章最末了那句话有什么证据
？So as we come to book five, we cannot help but to ask, what is the proof for those last words in book four?
众民为什么是超越过以色列？
Why is it all the people is more than Israel?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为上文就说到，这样的事情发生的时候，他那个结果是直到永远的。
Because the text before this.Refers to when these things happen, it lasts to everlasting.
当我们留意到神呢，一提到永远的时候，神所做的就是按照他自己的永远的计划来执行了。
When God mentions about everlasting, it is Him working according to His eternal will.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那这个话一摆出来
So as these words are laid out,
非常清楚地知道神照着他自己的计划完成了这个计划，并且继续维持这个计划的成果到永远。
And we know that God is working according to his plan, and he's also maintaining the result of this plan to everlasting.
那因此我们是很清楚地知道
so we know
这个咒名是扩大到全地跟随主的人。
So this all the people refers to all those who follow the Lord in the land.
那好了，现在我们到了第五卷。
So now we come to book 5.
第五卷一开始就是印证这件事。
And the beginning of book 5 is to prove this matter.
那我们刚才我和弟兄姊妹提到，我们该留意这个部分呢，不是猜出来的。
And
the, 不是只是在文字上面给我们一个这样的了解的。
And we will mention that we come to this conclusion, it's not just based on a guess.
神有话语来印证。
And God is proving it by his words.
那印证的话语在哪里呢？
So where are the words to prove them?
第五卷一开始。
It's in the very beginning of book 5.
那好，弟兄姊妹，你现在要留意第五卷。
Now let's take note of book 5.
你们要称赞耶和华，称颂耶和华。因他本为善，这是第四卷里头的话。
So it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good." These are the words of book 4.
但是第五章一开始就把第四卷的那这一句话挪移过来。
But in the beginning of book 5, it moves these words to here in the beginning of book 5.
但是却不是，只是钉在他是最好、最美、最好的那一位。
But it does not stop at him being the best and the most beautiful.
而是很实际的，神是那样的美，那样的好。你们到他面前来的时候，你们该怎么对着他？
But it's concretely saying how good and beautiful God is, so when you come before him, how you should treat God.
感谢神。
We thank God.
你留意，这里一个很轻松的回答就是说，
And take note of his reply.
除了他的善，就是他是最好的。
Apart from he is the best.
就特别加上了一句话，他的慈爱永远长存。
Especially mentioned about this, that his loving kindness is everlasting.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你细心一点的话，你就知道了。
And if you're more careful, verses you notice.
神本为善。
God is good.
这个是说到神的性情。
This is talking about God's nature.
他的慈爱永远长存，这是说到他的所作。
And his loving kindness is everlasting. This is talking about God's deed.
那就是说，一开始就把神的所事和所作很明显的放在认识神的人的面前。
Which is to say, in the very beginning, it's very clearly laid out who God is and what he has done.
那我们怎么知道这个话是对着全地的人来说的呢？
And how do we know these words are spoken toward all the people?
介绍信已经看到了。
And you see from the words that follow.
愿耶和华的属民说这话。
Because it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
愿耶和华的属民说这话。
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
什么话？
What are these words?
就是上面那两节那一节的经文。
Which is referring to the verse prior to this.
要称赞耶和华。
Give thanks to the Lord.
称跟他本为善。
For he is good.
他的慈爱永远长存。
For his loving kindness is everlasting.
就是这么一件事情。
It's such a matter.
但是立刻就给我们一个答案，说这些话的人是谁？
And immediately give us an answer about who's the person who speaks of these words.
第二节就说了。
Verse 2 says,
愿耶和华的属民说这话。
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
那耶和华是属民是谁呢？
So who are the redeemed of the Lord?
这里有解说了。
Here it has an explanation.
就是他从敌人手中所救赎的，从各地，从东，从西，从南，从北所召聚来的。
Those are the ones who has, he has redeemed from the land of the adversary and gathered from the lands from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. As you read these,
你非常清楚知道, 这一个范围是比以色列大多了,
and very clearly you know this boundary is much bigger than Israel.
以色列是神从亚伯拉罕的后裔里头造出来的,
and God called Israel out of the descendants of Abraham.
但是现在, 主再提到的这一般人呢?
But now these good people mentioned here by the Lord,
是从敌人的手中救出来的。
They are redeemed from the hand of the adversary.
那谁是神的敌人?
So who is the adversary of God?
弟兄姊妹, 这个话我们很清楚。
Brothers, we are very clear about this.
撒旦,
Satan.
一切给撒旦捆绑限制的人中间, 神拯救了一批人。
And among all those who are bound by Satan, limited by him, God saved a group of people.
这一批人是分散在全地的,
and this group of people is scattered around the world.
东西南北都有,
in the east, west, north, and south.
神把他们拯救出来,
and God redeemed them.
他们就成为一个承受神的恩典和祝福的人。
And they become the ones who receive God's grace and blessing.
那因此这些人在承受恩典, 在这一个事实里头,
so as this group of people receive grace from God, the Holy Spirit reminds them to praise God. We thank the Lord. So that's why we see in the beginning of book 5,
神就把听神话的人从以色列,
so God expand those who listen to his words from the Israelites to the entire world. We thank the Lord.
好了,如果我们掌握到这一开头所提到的这个事实,
so as we grab hold of this fact mentioned in the very beginning,
那接着我们又,不说是我们了,许多人就问了,
and then many people may ask, why should we give thanks to the Lord?
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
上面不是提, 从南,从北, 从东,从西, 所召聚到一切给神的仇敌所辖制的人。
And we just mentioned, it says he, those redeemed from the land of the adversary, he gathered from the east, west, north, and south.
那这些人是什么人?
So who are these people?
什么人都有?
All kinds of people.
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
神接下去就很具体的,就提到相当大部分的人的属性。
And as it continues, God mentioned concretely who these people are.
提到他们原来在神面前是怎么样,
and mentioned about how they were originally before God.
结果神把他们挽回拯救过来的时候, 他们又在神的面前承受什么的祝福和恩典,
and then after they're redeemed and saved by God, what kind of blessings and grace they've received from
God. 那所以刚才第五节一开始的时候,
so that's why in the beginning of book 5,
神已经 把那个赞美神的中心点很清楚地摆在那里,
that God has placed a focal point of giving thanks to the Lord very clearly.
第四卷的后半就是因着神是最好的, 所以你们要称颂他,
and at the later half of book 4, it says because God is good, he's the best, that's why you give thanks to him.
现在来到第五卷的时候呢,
now when it comes to book 5,
那个,你们要赞美神,
give thanks to the Lord,
要赞美耶和华神,
and thanks to the Lord.
为什么要赞美他呢?
Why would you praise him?
因为他的慈爱和他所行的奇事,
it is because of his loving kindness and the wonders that he's done.
所以弟兄姊妹,你很清楚地看到刚才我说,你见到第五章,神是用他的实际 做的事情来摆在你的面前，来告诉你说你要赞美耶和华。
So that's why I mentioned God is praising what He's done practically before you and tell you that's why you have to praise Him.
你说这有什么区别呢？
And you might ask, what is the difference?
区别是蛮大的。
And that's a big difference.
如果说神是最神是本为善的呢？
If we say that God is good.
这个是说到神的性情。
And this is talking about God's nature.
神的所是。
And who He is.
一说到神的慈爱和他手中所做的功能呢，明显你就知道这是神的所作。
And but when we talk about talks about the loving kindness of the Lord and the His work, we're talking about His deed.
那这就很有意思了。
Then that's very interesting.
如果说我们要认识神的所事，才开始敬拜神的话呢
？If we say that we have to know who God is before we worship Him.
我们会要迟延相当的时间才能。有一点眉目
then we will have quite a delay before we have some kind of clue.
你就是说到你怎么认识神
and which is to say how you understand God.
你认识神是怎样的一位神
or what you know about God, who He is.
为什么他是神？我们要承认他是神。
Why is that He is God and we have to acknowledge that He is God?
那这一个严格说起来好像有点抽象。
Strictly speaking, it's quite abstract.
事实上并不抽象。
But actually, it's not abstract.
因为他这一个性情呢，虽然我们在认识上面来说不能那么直接，但是因着他这个性情所发表出来的动作呢，就是神的所作。
And even though we cannot really have a direct understanding about his nature, but what he has expressed to his nature is what he has done.
那我们就很清楚地知道了。
And,
神是怎么样的一位神
and through his work we can clearly know what kind of God he is
所以 第五卷一开始
so that's why in the beginning of book 5
光是从第七107篇里面你看到神在底下说到好几种人
and
好几类人
even just in Psalm 107 it mentions about several kinds of people
那他们怎么能回转到神的面前
And how were they able to turn around?
上面所提到那些人原来都是在神的敌人的手中给捆绑的你从上文你知道吧
And also in the text you would know these people originally they were under the bondage of God's adversary
这些人原来是站在与神相对的那一个地位上
And originally they were standing in opposition of
God 但是感谢主
But thank the Lord
现在这批人都转回来了
Now these people are turned around
那怎么能转回来呢
How could they turn around
你做神的仇敌
And you as the enemies of God
神要审判你
And God was to judge
you 神要对付你
God was to deal with you
说你在神面前所等候的就是审判
What you were waiting for before God was judgment
就是按照人人定按照定命人人都有一死的那个结局
and just the same result of it is appointed for each man to die
怎么在这里从这些人的身上你看到神的慈爱
and how could you see God's loving kindness in these people
那神用神中这样的是事实再加上他的奇他的所做的奇妙的工作
and it's from here plus the loving and wonders that God has done
其实这两样是一样
and actually these two things are the
神
的
慈爱是里面
God's loving kindness is within
他奇妙的工作是外面
and his wonderful deeds are without
但是这两件事情都是根据神的所事才能发表出来
But both things are expressed through who God is.
那现在我就要和弟兄姊妹特别要注意了。
So now let's take note of this.
第四卷里面说到神是善的。
Book 4, it mentions God is good.
这是一个很笼统的说法。
This is a very general saying.
但是到了第五卷一开始呢
But as we come to the beginning of Book 5,
神对属他的人来说的话呢，就从那一个好像是抽象，事实上并不抽象，算他是抽象，他也在卷七一开始 就把我们带到实际的里面去接触。
So in the beginning of book 5, God let us touch upon something that seemingly was abstract, but it's not as abstract in reality.
那弟兄姊妹，你说，那你说神是最神是至善至善的，那神是神的慈爱，有什么区别？
And brothers, you may ask, when we say that God is good and His loving kindness, what is the difference?
还不是一件事情。
Isn't it just one thing?
我们可以说。And we, 是一件事情，不过层面不同。
And we can say that this is the same thing, but it's a different level.
范围不同。
Boundary is different.
表达出来的实际也不完全相同。
And the reality that's expressed is not completely the same.
说到神是至善的。
When we talk about God is good.
一切都好。
Everything is good.
说到神的慈爱
When we talk about God's loving kindness
就是在神的一切都好里头的一部分
It is one part of the what is good in God
那弟兄姊妹如果你读英文圣经的话你就非常容易看出那个区别来我们中文就好像虽然是用不同的词但是所表达出来的呢没有那么直接和完整。
And if you read the Bible in English, it'll be easier for you to distinguish the two. But if it's in Chinese translation, it's harder.
我们说耶和华是是什么？是自耶和华是，哎呀，又忘掉了。耶和华是。因他本为善
It says because the Lord is good
那第七卷七里头一说到这个因他本为善的时候呢就转了用一个什么词呢
And it's in 107 book 5 it says God is good and it's using another term
说到神的慈爱
It talks about God's loving kindness.
那这一个是说到那个里面的东西。
This is talking about something within.
神的慈爱。
The loving kindness of the Lord.
那神的慈爱是什么呢
？So what is God's loving kindness?
这是很具体的一些事情。
Something very concrete.
英文怎么说
？Loving kindness.
Loving kindness.
Loving kindness in English.
那一个呢？你就是好。
And then the other one that you are good.
但是现在呢，是特别在那个爱的实际的里面来说出神和人的关系是到了一个什么的程度。
But now the emphasis is upon love, and the stress is what is the level of relationship between God and man.
那所以一切与神的这个慈爱有接触到的人
So all those who have encountered God's loving kindness
经历过神的那个奇妙的工作的人
And those who have experienced God's wonderful works
神就在那对他们说
Then God said to them
你们要赞美耶和华
You ought to praise the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是那个大前提。
And this is the premise.
说出了我们现在要学习操练，做一个赞美神的人。
It tells us we need to learn and practice to be someone who praises God. And why is that?
卷七就说出要求。
And now book 5 mentions about
the
The beginning of book 5 tells us the
转七的末了就说到那个结果
And at the end of book 5 it tells us about the result
那所以弟兄姊妹你就看到了如果我们把转七先来留意一下的时候开头神说你们要做这样的事情
So we pay attention to book 5 in the beginning God says that you have to do this
末了呢
And in the end,
那就是从一差不多一最后的十几章呢，几乎每字句上面来表达，就 是你们要赞美耶和华。
And in the last about 10 psalms, it, in the words it tells you, almost all the words are telling you to praise the Lord.
这个是结局。
That's the result.
感谢神。
We thank God.
这个结局是什么呢？
What is this result?
神永远的旨意的完成。
Is the fulfillment of God's eternal plan.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那是当我们读到零七这个卷五第五卷的时候，
so as we are reading book five,
你非常清楚地发觉到神对人的话和要求和带领完全转到最高的那个层面。
And you can see very clearly the words God has toward man, his requirement, his guidance.
不是说卷七里面所提到的是最高。
And they have come to a highest point. It's not that what is mentioned in book 5 is the highest point.
最高是末后的结果。
The highest point is at the very end.
但是从卷七的开始一直到那个结果的显出来呢，神做的工。
ButFrom in the beginning to the end of book 5, it talks about the works of God.
神做的工是怎么来进行呢？
And how is the work of God proceed?
开头卷七的卷五的开头零七零八零九好像是回到第一篇里头的那一个宣告。
And in Psalm 107, 108, 109, it seems like it's going back to the very beginning.
因为你回到第一篇，你就看到了神确定的一条界限。
Because if you go back to Psalm 1, you see there is a line drawn by God. There is the wicked and the righteous.
什么是恶人呢？
And who are the wicked?
什么是是义人呢？
And who are the righteous?
神在第一篇里面说的清清楚楚。
And it's very clearly stated in Psalm 1.
而我们没有条件去为神活见条件线。
And we are in no condition to draw that line for God.
恶人的结局是什么？义人的结局是什么？神都说得清清楚楚。
So what is the end for a righteous man and for a wicked man? God was very clear on it.
但是这一些这个界限呢，是神自己所定规的。
But the line was drawn by God Himself.
我们不能替神来做定规。
And we cannot make the decision for God.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神定规了的事情。
What God has determined.
他就在我们中间做工。
That he begins to work among us.
一直做到第七卷的第五卷的时候。
All the way until book five.
他就把他所定规的事情带到实际的执行里。
That what he has determined, he is bringing them into reality to execute.
所以我们看第从第零零八零七零八零九，然后从十一。一百一十开始的。
And beginning from Psalm 110.
你就看到神是很具体的在那里，领着我们在属灵的学习上面，从追求认识主，做一个忠心服侍主的人，更多的来靠近主，与主进到完全联合的地步，一步一步一步的领我们往上去。
And we can see from Psalm 110, God is concretely leading us, guiding us through our spiritual lessons from pursuing God to serving Him, to drawing near to Him, to be, to have complete union with Him. And to put it simply,
卷五的当中呢一部分是领神领着我们去学习这一个活在神的面前完全对的人。
And in book 5, in the middle of book 5, God is guiding us to learn to be someone who lived rightly before Him.
你怎么侍奉主？
How you serve God.
你服侍主的时候，你的地位该怎么站？
And what is the position when you serve God?
你如何在与神的那个关系的进入更深的认识和经历？
And how do youenter into a deeper understanding experience in terms of
relationship
with God. 我们
往下看的时候，就看到一个部分的时候，你就发觉了，有一部分的诗篇就写着上行之诗。
And as we read on, we'll see that some of the psalms are called the songs of ascent.
什么叫做上行之诗？
So what is the songs of ascent?
应该是这样。
And it should be.
这个和以色列的地理有关系。说 耶路撒冷的地理有关系。
And it has to do with the geographic condition of Jerusalem.
并且和以色列人日常的生活有关系的。
It also has to do with the daily living of
Israelites. 我说的那个日常的生活是特别指着神给他们的那些节期。
And when I mention about their living, I'm referring to the festivals as given by God to them.
因为神给以色列人那七个节期呢，以色列人到了那个时候一定要上耶路撒冷。
And because of the seven festivals given by God to the Israelites, the Israelites have to.
他们上耶路撒冷的时候就要到圣殿里面去。
And they have to go to Jerusalem. And when they go to Jerusalem, they have to go to the temple. And on one hand, they are offering sacrifices. On the other hand, they are worshiping.
我们知道耶路撒冷是在山上。
And we know that Jerusalem is on
the hill. 在以色列的地理来说。
According to the geographical condition of Israel.
要去耶路撒冷过节的时候呢。
So as they go to Jerusalem to observe the festivals.
他们是从各个他们所住的地方。来向着耶路撒冷走。
And they come from where they live, towards Jerusalem.
当然严格的说起来。
And strictly speaking.
他们从低地上到高处。
They are going from a low land to a high ground.
所以上行。
So that's why it's ascending.
这是在地理关系上面所给我们了解的。
So this is how we understand it in terms of geographical condition.
但是到了耶路撒冷呢？
But as they arrive to Jerusalem,
你在耶路撒冷的那个路口，一直到圣殿呢，又是往上去的。
As you stand in Jerusalem on the road to the temple, you are continuing to ascend.
我去过耶路撒冷一次。
I've been to Jerusalem once.
圣殿虽然没有了。
And at that time, the temple was no more.
但是圣殿一些旧址还剩下一点点。
But that is still the remains of the temple.
你要从平地进到圣殿，圣殿那里去啊！你要走好多好多个十级才能上到那里，我都忘掉了是多少。人家说110。我没算过，我不知道。
And if you go from the plain to the temple, you have to climb many, many steps, and I don't remember how many. Some people say there are more than 100.
当你提到上行之诗的时候，
So as you mentioned about the songs of ascent,
你就了解到一件事情。
Then you will understand.
神要把我们从低处带到高处。
God is to bring us from a low ground to a high ground.
低处就是从第一卷，卷一到第四卷的末了。
And the low ground is from book one to the end of book four.
那么从低处开始往上走是第五篇，整卷的篇都是让我们去学这一个往高处去的功课。
And the lesson of going up higher ground it starts in book five.
一直等到我们找到最末了。
And as we go to the very end,
主在荣耀里显现。
As the Lord is manifested,
我们和他一同显现在荣耀里。
And will be manifested.
到了那一个时候，
at that time,
再没有任何的人事物可以在敬拜赞美神的这一个圈子以外。
There's no longer any people, events, or matter outside of worshiping God.
因为神用了许许多多的时间安排来把我们造就操练到一个地步，我们就是做一个敬拜耶和华神的人。
Because God has used much time and planning to edify us to a point that we are someone who worships Him.
你注意。我们读到那个时候，我才指给弟兄姊妹看。
And as we read to that point, I'll point out.
一到了后来，开口就是赞美耶和华，称颂耶和华。你就注意到了，好多好多篇，最末后的好多篇，大概有十几篇，都是几乎是相文字上面来看，几乎是相同的话。
And you notice that at the end, more than 10 psalms altogether, all the words are talking about praising the Lord.
我说清楚一点，那个表达 几乎都是相同的话。
And let me put it more clear. Is the expression is almost the same expression, the same word.
而里面就是说到一些，你怎么去表达你对神的那个敬拜、赞美和仰望。
And the content is to express how you worship and look to the Lord.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
所以说从一进到第五篇的第五卷的时候，我先和弟兄姊妹们把第五卷的那个整个的那个要表达的那个焦点或者是那个路线和那个结果，我们先有一个概念。
So I'd like to first point out to brothers and sisters about book 5, the line, the direction and the result.
那么现在我们回到第107篇来。
So now let's go back to Psalm 107.
我们就看看神具体的怎么在那里用他的爱心，用他的慈爱怜悯来把人领回他的面前。
So let's see concretely how God brings man back to him through his loving kindness.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
从第四节开始。
And beginning from verse 4.
你可以说这第四节一直到了第九节。
And from verse 4 to 9.
是说到以色列人蒙召的经历和给带进神的定义里头的那个历史。
And from verse 4 to 9, it talks about the history of Israel being called and to be brought into God's will.
当然里面所说的事情是不仅是说到以色列，也包括其他的人。
But of course, the content is not just limited to the Israelites, but including other people.
不过在这一段话里头，你会很容易看到那是以色列的那个历史为主。
But in these words, you can see the main portion is about Israel.
我们留意从第四节开始吧。
Beginning from verse 4.
他们在旷野荒地漂流，寻不见可住的城隙，又饥又渴，心里发昏。于是他们在苦难中哀求耶和华，他从他们的祸患中搭救他们，又领他们行走直路，使他们望可居住的城西。但愿人因耶和华的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他，因为他使心里渴慕的人得以知足，使心里饥饿的人得饱美物。
And we just read from verse 4 to verse 9.
用这么这段话的时候呢，明明你看到这是以色列的一些历史里边的内容。
And we can clearly see this is the history of Israel.
从原则上面来说呢，就不仅是限于以色列人，我们所有寻求神的人，我们碰到难处的时候，神都是这样来恩待我们。
But in principle, it does not limit to the Israelites. Whenever we encounter problems, this is how God deals with us.And we say that God is so gracious to us.
那有什么慈爱呢？
So what about loving kindness?
那弟兄姊妹千万别忘了。
But sisters, don't forget.
当你我没有跟神发生那一个正常的关系的时候。
And before we had a normal relationship with God.
没有跟神恢复交通的时候。
And our fellowship is not restored
with God. 我们站在神的面前是什么人？
And who are we standing before God?
是神的敌人。
We are the enemies of God.
是神的对头啊。
We are the adversaries of God.
是一直要与神为难的人啊。
那 we were in opposition of God.
那么这样的人
，a man like this，
那个结果是什么
？What is the end result？
如果是落在神的审判里
，if we fall under God's judgment，
这个是永远没有希望的。
Then this person will not have any hope.
那是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你现在神起初说他们是流浪在外头的。
And in the beginning, God said they wander around.
什么都缺乏的。
And they lack everything.
但是神把他们领到可居住的 的城市。
But God has led them to an inhabitable city.
让他在那里非常的安居乐业了，用人的话来讲。
So they are full of peace and rest.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那所以头一个就很原则性的指出了一批到神面前去的人。
So here in principle, it points out those who come before God.
不管他们原来是怎么样。
It doesn't matter how they were before.
当神他们的心一转向神。
As their heart are turned around toward God.
神就恩待他们。
Then God is gracious to them.
把他们带到神赏赐给他们的满有祝福之地。
And God will bring them to the place full of His blessing.
那然后从第十节开始。
And then beginning from verse 10.
那就是说到以色列人以外的一般人呢，就是所有的外邦人都包括在里面了。
Now talks about all the Gentiles, all those who are outside of Israel.
那我们留意一下，其实从文字上面一念出来，我们都已经知道那是说什么事了。
Now, let's take note, even from the service of the words, we know what it is about.
那些坐在黑暗中，第十节，那些坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，被困苦和铁链捆锁，是因他们违背神的话语，藐视至高者的旨意，所以他用劳苦制服他们的心，他们扑倒无人扶助，于是他们在苦难中哀求耶和华，他从他们的祸患中拯救他们，他从黑暗中和死荫里领他们出来，折断他们的绑索，但要忍因耶和华的慈爱和他上人所行的奇事，都称赞他，因为他打破了铜门，砍断了铁栓。
And we just read from verse 10 to verse 16.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚也看到这一段说到全体的人。
And very clearly, brothers and sisters, you can see this is referring to all people.
我们信了主。
As we believe in the Lord.
我们好像不觉得这样的事情在我们身上。
And we don't feel that these things happen to us.
但是你回头真想，没有信主以前是怎么样？
But if we reflect back, how are we before we believe in the Lord?
神在这里说，他们就是劳苦愁烦。
And God said that they are full of trouble and sorrow.
他们就是承担各种各样的难处。
And they have all kinds of problems.
他们活在黑暗和死荫的里边的捆绑里。
And they dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death.
等着他们觉得，哎呀，我们这样不对了。
And then as they feel that they are in the wrong.
我们又转过来寻求这一位神了。
Then we need to turn back and seek after this God.
神就动了奇心，把他们领出了黑暗。
Then God shows His loving kindness and lead them out of darkness.
拯救他们从黑暗和死荫里出来。
And to save them and lead them out of darkness and shadow of death.
刚过那个主日。
The past Sunday.
我吃饭完了以后就跟一个现在可以说是老姊妹来有点谈话。
And after lunch, I had some sharing with an elderly sister.
她是姊妹了多久呢？几天。
She's become a sister since a few days ago.
她是我们中间一家人的，对儿子来说就是母亲，对师父来说就是婆婆，对她的孙子来说这是奶奶。
She is the mother and mother-in-law and grandmother of
the
people in our midst.
那她就说了。
And then she said.
她以前念佛的。
She was a Buddhist before.
念了几十年。
And she believed for several decades.
她说一句话很有意思。
And something she said was interesting.
我越读佛经。
The more I read about those texts of Buddhism, even though I didn't understand very clearly.
当然读得懂的那一些呢。
But for those words that I understood,
惊慌多久？
however long I read them, however long I felt fear.
几十年是这样过来。
And she lived like this for several decades.
她的真实事情,
and she said very amazingly.
她到这里来一个礼拜不还，到现在大概是一个礼拜多一点。
And since she came for about a week.
她来到她儿子的家里。
And she went to stay with her son.
他们就向他传福音。
And then the family tried to spread the gospel to her.
他们就给她读一点圣经。
And they read the Bible to her.
她信了。
And she believed.
现在真快。
And it was really quick that she believed.
当然她信，不一定说她懂很多。
And of course, even though she believed, doesn't mean she knows a lot. But she knows of one thing.
什么事？
And what is that?
以前我读佛经是越读就越害怕。
And she said that before when I read the text of the of Buddhism, the more I read, the more I was in fear. I did not have peace. Now that I believed in the Lord,
我也不知道是什么一回事。
And I don't know why.
我就整个人平静下来了。
I feel peace.
喜乐就在我里面出来了。
And joy comes from within.
我整个人就感觉安稳了。
And I feel very much at rest.
这是什么？
Brothers and sisters,
这是什么？
What is this?
神的慈爱,
the loving kindness of God.
和他奇妙的工作,
and his wonders.
我们都懂,
we all
know this. 尤其是我们中国人有一些俗语是这样说的。
Especially there is a Chinese saying.
轻伤易改, 本性难移。
And the saying goes like this, it says, it's easier for the mountain to change than for a person to change his nature.
这个话是很对的。
In general, it is very true.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
这个怕碰到真实信主的人就不起作用。
For someone who truly believes in the Lord, then that cannot be applied.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
We truly thank the Lord.
他真实的是叫我们, 一面是感觉他的慈爱, 一面是让我们去认识他手中的工作的奇妙。
He truly let us see on one hand his loving kindness, and on the other hand to understand his wonderful work.
这他们就要一转向神。
As soon as they're willing to turn to God.
神在这里就是应许，你说是应许也好，你说是一个神已经造好的实际也好。 也许还是摆在前面，但是神让他所接触的是一个很具体的事实。
And you can call it either a promise or something that God has already fulfilled.
我释放了。
That I am set free.
我不再背着重担了。
And I'm no longer carrying a burden.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是主在人中间所显明的一般性的事情。
And this is something that God manifests in front of people.
但是很有意思。
That's something interesting.
一说到这类人的时候,
as we speak about this group of people,
我们这是已经进到神的恩典里面的人, 就好像慢慢地忘掉了我们以前的光景。
For us who have already entered into God's grace, it seems that we gradually have forgotten how we were before.
但是如果我们 能回到从前的那种光景里呢？
But if we could return back to how we were before,
你看到这里的话就很真实。
And you will see that these words are very real.
我们坐在黑暗中死荫里的人被困苦和铁链捆锁。
Those who dwelt in darkness, in the shadow of death, prisoners in misery and chains.
我们有一个长处,
and we have this strength,
就是违背神的, 拒绝神的话,
which is to reject God's words.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
我们虽然是这样的愚昧人,
even though we're so foolish,
当我们的心一转向神的时候,
as our heart turns towards God,
神就让我们享用平安。
God let us enjoy peace.
凡劳苦担重担的人, 你可以到我这里来, 我就叫你们得安息。
All those who are heavy laden and burdened, you can come before me and I'll give you rest.
这是神的慈爱和神奇妙的工作。
It is God's loving kindness and His wonders.
都做到一个什么地步呢？
And how, what, to what degree does it work?
弟兄姊妹，你留意上文说他们是给铁链锁住的。
And verses take note that it says they are bound by chains.
他们是在死荫里被捆绑的人。
And they are bound in darkness.
你留意了，这样的人到神面前来。
And take note these kind of people when they come before God.
神说。
And God says.
我给他们打破了铜门。砍断了铁栓。
And God says that He will break the bands apart.
这是什么？
What does that mean?
这是个完全的释放。
This is a complete release.
你给那个铜门关起来了。
If you are shut up by the gates of bronze,
你怎么能出来？
How can you come out?
你给那个铁栓卡死了。
And if you are bound by the bars of iron,
你怎么能脱离那么压制？
How can you escape?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
不是你我出了什么力气。
It's not that you and I can do anything.
是主自己做工。
But the Lord himself.
让你出来你就出来。
But the Lord himself works and he let you, set you free and
you'll
be free.
让你脱离你就脱离了。
And you are delivered.
他叫那个铜门给砍，给打破。
That he has shattered the gates of bronze.
让那个铁栓给砍断。
And he cut the bars of iron asunder.
就没有人再可以把它接上。
And no one can put them together.
我很感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那这是这里提到第二类的情形。
And so this is a
在人生当中神所显明的情形。
This is the second type of the things that God has manifested among men.
然后从十七节开始。
And then beginning from verse 17.
那又说到另外一类型的人。
And it talks about yet another kind of people.
这一类的人，你可以说他是身体上出了必死的毛病。
And you can say that they have some illness physically that will lead to death.
活在地上已经没有指望了。
And they no longer have any hope in the world.
他们在那里只好是一时一刻一秒一分都是在那里等死。
So any minute, any second, they're living, they're waiting for death.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当他实在有那个信心到神面前来仰望主的时候，
If they have the faith to come to the Lord and look to Him,
就给他们得拯救。
The Lord gives them salvation.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那么这样的人，
And this type of people,
当然我们不常看到。
And we don't usually encounter them.
但是我们还是有机会看到。
But there's a chance that we'll encounter these people.
我不说远的。
And I won't talk about something far.
弟兄姊妹还记得我们中间的慧芬姊妹。
And verses remembers our sister 慧芬。
如果你知道她那个病情的，从医学上面来说，是应该是非常非常严重的。
And if you know about her illness, medically speaking, it's very serious.
那个癌细胞在里边跑，到处跑。
And the cancerous cells spread around her body.
是去年还是前年动了一次手术。
And either last year or the year before she had a surgery.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
动了手术不是说就好了。
And doesn't mean after surgery she's healed.
后来又发现还有另外的一些癌细胞转移。
Because later on she found the cancer cells moved to other sites.
了过。过几天他就要再做一个非常更严重一点的手术。
And after a few days, she will go over. She will have another bigger surgery.
因为他那个癌细胞的所长的那个位置，在那个内脏的那个地方啊，是很隐秘的地方，也是很容易伤害其他器官的地方。
Because where the cancerous cells are is very in a very hidden place close to some organs that can damage the organs.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的姊妹从开始知道有这个事情，一直到现在。
From the very beginning, when our sister knew about this, until now.
你说一定说要把握的前途，谁都没话，谁都不敢说这个话。
And no one dares to say there's assurance in the future.
如果一按照一般的情形上来说，早就死掉了。
And generally speaking, the in general condition that someone like this would have died. But with anger.
你看到慧芬姊妹的时候，你看到她。还是满了喜乐的。
When you see our sister Hui Fen, you see that she's full of joy.
里面平静安稳。
And she has peace and rest within.
还记挂着她的先生没信主。
And she is still worrying about her husband not
being a Christian
yet. 她的儿子可以。Not being a Christian yet.
来过聚会，但是有没有信主得救，她还不知道。
And her son has come to gatherings, but it is unsure whether he has believed.
她就很挂着他们这些人。
And she worries about them.
然后按平常人来说，挂自己也挂不了，还挂别人。
And for other people, they would have just worried about themselves, and they would not have.
但是感谢神。
The heart to worry about others.
神有恩典。
But we thank God that He has ways.
神扶持着他。
That God sustains.
神要留他留多久
？And if God wants to.
这个没有人能知道。
For any period of time, we don't know.
但是我们看过一些的病例。
But we have seen other cases.
意思一些有过癌症的人，医生说你只有几个月。
And for those who've had cancer, and the doctor said you only have a few months left.
但十几年来他还活着。
But for over a decade, they would still live.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主一动工。
As the Lord works.
没有任何的困扰可以把人捆住锁住。
And there's nothing that can bind men.
因为主的话说，我要砍断铜门。打破铜门，砍断铁栓。
Because the word of the Lord said that He will shatter the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron asunder.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
这里说到第三类的事情了。
And now it talks about the third type of things.
那么继续往下去呢
？If we continue on,
你又看到了特别指责一批航海的人。
It talks about someone who sails the sea.
而这一批人
，And this group of people.
航海
，and they sail the sea。
他们在海上很有智慧
，and they have a lot of wisdom about the sea。
也能迎接风浪
，and they can deal with the wind and the storm。
但是神在这里说到
，but here God says，
他们遇到一个很特别的风浪的时候
，when they come across a very special storm，
他们不知道是什么一回事
，and they don't know what it is about。
不过你注意这里。
But take no care.
这一批人是怎么一批人，我们也不知道。
And we don't know what kind of people these people are.
大概他们是在神面前很野神怒气的。
But probably they provoke God's anger very much.
所以当他们一次出海的时候
，So as they sail in the sea,
神特别摇动了海上的波浪，让他们航行完全失去了安全。
God especially raised up a stormy wind and so that they lose their safety in the sea.
他们没有办法再做任何的控制。
And they are at the wit's end.
他们在极其困扰的里头，他们仰望神。
And in the great distress, they look to the Lord.
我不知道他这个事情是不是只做以后的挪亚。
And I don't know if
越拿来说。
And I don't know if this is referring to the later time when about Jonah.
不过总算说这越拿的那个事情，你要放在这里的时候，那完全是适合那个光景。
But you can apply what happened to Jonah.
越拿是先知，他背逆神。
He was a prophet, but he went rebellious against God.
船上的人都是航海专家。他们不肯信任神。
And those people on the boat, they were all experts in the sea, but they would not trust in God.
遇到风浪，他就用尽他们的方法来减轻那个船的重量，就盼望船飘到那个凉港里头。
And when they came across a storm, they used all kinds of ways to try to lessen the weight on the boat and try to get into a shelter, but nothing worked.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord。
当整船的人，连同约拿在内，在神面前回转过来
when the people of the entire boat, including Jonah, when they repented,
海浪就平静了。
The storm was calmed down.
当然，如果他在这里说到，说到约拿的那件事情，也有可能，但那不一定是。
It's possible this is referring to the matter of Jonah.
但是你注意到那些情形是航海的人常常会有机会遇到的。
But this kind of matter can often be encountered by those who sail the sea. But we thank the Lord.
当他们在苦难中要求的时候，
when they call to the Lord in their distress,
一切都平静，
everything is still.
神的手在那里动作，海浪也停住了。
As the Lord moved his hands and the sea was still,
他们就进到可以安歇的那个港口去了。
And they are able to sail into haven.
你特别留意。
Let's take note.
二十节。
Verse 20.
风息浪静，他们便欢喜，他就引他们到所愿去的海口。
It's verse 30. Then they were glad because they were quiet, so he guided them to the desired haven.
看到这个话说出的这个问题没有？
Do you see what's expressed in these words?
我竟是叫他们平静安稳下来。
And not only are they quiet and still.
连他们碰到这样的情形，在航线上一定会发生难处的。
And when they encounter these things, and of course they will encounter problems.
但是神做了一个事情。
But God has done one thing.
海浪平静下来。
And the storm was quiet down.
神还多做了一件事情。
There's also one more thing that God has done.
领他们到所愿去的港口。
That He has guided them to the desired haven.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到这个，不仅是说的神的慈爱。
And when we see this, not only do we see the loving kindness of God.
你也看到神所做的奇妙的事。
And you also see the wonders performed by God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
所以他在。他在对这些人就说了。
So he said to these people,
你们要称赞耶和华。
Give thanks to the Lord.
你留意下边有一件事情，说到这批人，从不认识耶和华到认识耶和华，到成为一个真实称赞耶和华的人，他们的那个转变的光景。是怎么一回事？
Take note of the change of these people from someone who did not know God to someone who knew God and to someone who praised God.
21节，三十一还是二十一？三十一。
Verse 31.
但愿人因耶和华的慈爱。和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他，愿他们在民的会中遵从他。
Let them give thanks to the Lord for His loving kindness and for His wonders to the sons of men.
奇妙的事情在下一句。
And let them extol Him also in the congregation of people.
他们怎么在神的面前，在众民的面前称颂神。
What's amazing is how they praise God before the people of God.
在长老的位上赞美他。
And praise Him at the seat of the elders.
什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
你原来还是一个站在神的最对头的人。
Originally, you were standing in a position to God.
现在在神在他们身上做工的经历。叫他们转回到神的面前。
Now that God has worked in them and they are turned back to God.
不是说在一个临时的那个暂时的事。
And it's not something temporary.
因为你在这里看到这一批人经过这样的话，他们一直跟随主。
Because you see that after they experience such a thing, they continue to follow God.
跟随主到了一个什么地步？
And to what extent do they follow God?
因为那个时候是在旧约的时间，那个背景写的诗歌，但是里头的那个动作，里面的那个内容，实在是把新旧约的原则都包括在里头。
So at that time, this psalm is written under the background of the Old Testament, but in principle, it includes the Old and the New Testament.
你留意上面那句话。
take note of the words.
这一批在患难里头承受恩典的人，到了有一天，他们成了民中的长老。
This group,
领着众民在那里称赞耶和华。
This group of people who received grace in the distress, to, they have progressed to a point that they lead the congregation and praise the Lord in the seat of the elders.
他不是说他们有这个长老的长老的名分来领众人去去赞美神。
It's not saying that they are sending the position of an elder to lead the congregation to praise God.
他说他是在长老的位上赞美他。
It says they are praising God at the seat of the elders.
这很具体，很实际的。
It's very practical.
在神，在认识神的人的当中，成了一个很成长的人。
And among those who know God, they've become someone who's very mature.
啊，我们实在感谢主。
I will truly thank the Lord.
那么这个第几样了？一二三四。还有第五样。
And then here comes the fifth type.
第五样是什么呢？
What is the fifth?
第五样是三十三节开始了。
Beginning from verse 33.
那是说到神怎么来管理全地的水的运用的问题。
And it talks about how God was in control of the using of water among the land.
这个话真是有意思。
And this is very meaningful.
我们前不久不是读过一篇，104篇，那里就说的嘛。
Not long ago we read Psalm 104, and it mentions there.
104篇，我们回过头来看看。
And let's go back to Psalm 104.
第五节
，Beginning from verse 5，
将地立在根基上，使地永不动摇。你用深水遮盖地面，犹如衣裳。诸水高过山岭，你的曲折一发，水便脱奔逃。你的雷声一发，水便奔流。诸山升上，诸谷沉下，归你。为他所安定之地，你定了界限，使水不能过去，不再转回遮盖地面。耶和华使泉源涌在山谷，流在山间，使野地的角兽有水喝，野驴得解其渴。天上的飞鸟在水旁住宿，在树上柱子上啼叫。他从楼阁中浇灌山岭，因他作为的功效，地就富足。他使草生长，给六畜使蔬菜发展，供给人用，使人从地里能得食物，又得酒能悦人的心，得油能润人的面，得粮能养人心，佳美的树木就是利巴嫩的山柏树，是耶和华所栽种的，都绵了枝长，雀鸟在其上搭窝。这是喝松树是它的房屋，高山为野山羊的住所，岩石为沙房的住处。你按着月亮为定节期，日头自知沉落。你照黑暗为夜，林中的百色兽就都爬出来，少壮士子嚎叫要抓食，上神寻求事物，日头一出，兽便躲避，躲在洞里，人吃去工作，劳碌直到晚上。你说怎么第一段话我们前一阵子读过
？Verses we just read from verse 5 to 23, we read these verses before.
你看到神对整个万有的那个管理
，And you can see how God reigns over all.
你看到神那个安排实在是太完美了。
And you see God's arrangement is perfect.
他按照被造之物的需要来供应他们及时的缺乏的事情。
According to the needs of the creation, he provides for them, provides for the lacking.
那现在来到 卷七的时候。
And now when we come to book five,
我们把那个印象再搬回这里来。
And we'll bring that impression to here.
你立刻就发觉。
And immediately you discover.
神在这里很普遍的选说明他是管理万有的神。
And now God mentions that He is the God who reigns over all creation.
供应一切被造之物的需要。
And He provides for the need of all creation.
而不是因为被造之物本身有什么条件让神不得不这样做。
It's not that the creation has any conditions to make God do this.
而神做这些事情。
And God does these things.
我们留意的。
That we can see.
是在人的心转回向神的时候。
It's when man's heart is turned toward God.
我不知道，一直说到最末后的那一个，是说，国度时候的光景呢，或者新天新地的时候的光景呢，还是伊甸园没有堕落以前的光景呢？我不知道。
And I don't know about the conditions as mentioned at the end, whether it's the condition at the kingdom, the new heaven and new earth, or the condition in the Garden of Eden.
那是在神的慈爱出口没有受阻挡的光景里，神就显明他这样的作为。
And we see that, see one thing that is,When God's loving kindness, there's no hindrance for Him to show His loving kindness, and He can do this. And we truly thank the Lord.
那我们来到一百零七篇的时候
，And when we come to Psalm 107,
神就好像把他在人中间从上古一直到现在所做的事情摆在那里。
It seems that God is laying out all the things He has done from the days of old to now.
你们认识了。
As you understand,
你们经历了
and that you experience them,
你就知道一件事
then you know this,
你们要赞美耶和华
then you ought to praise the Lord,
感谢我们的神
we thank our God.
那所以、把零八篇把零八篇 也交通完了算了、
we'll also fellowship on Psalm 108、
因为第八零八篇的时候仍然是按着那一个那弟兄姊妹现在要住也住第二节
Take note of verse 2、
第三节
or verse 3
耶和华呀我要在 万民中称谢你在列邦中歌颂你因为你的慈爱大过诸天你的诚实达到穹苍
I will give thanks to you O Lord among the peoples and I will sing praises to you among the nations for your loving kindness is great above the heavensAnd your truth reaches to the sky.
神啊，愿你崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。求你应允我们，用右手拯救我们，好叫你所亲爱的人得救。神已经指着他的圣洁说：“我要欢乐，我要分开世界丈量。”那底下的我不念了。
And we just read from 5 to 7.
底下的就是说到，神把地界量好给你们。时间到了神就给你们去享用
and what follows is that God says that he has measured the boundary of the earth to men
但是我要弟兄姊妹们特别去留意的是什么呢
so what I would like to take note 零
七篇这个不晓得是谁写的是
we don't know who wrote Psalm 107
人家估计可能是大卫但是我看也、不是大卫
people,
不晓得是谁
Assume is written by David, but I'm not sure if it's written by David.
但是零八篇呢，就是大卫呼应第零七篇。
But Psalm 108 is a response of David to 107.
所以在零八篇一开始你就看到大卫在当里说什么：“神啊，我心坚定，我口要唱诗歌颂，琴师啊，你要当行乞。”我自己要及早行起。
And that's why in the beginning of Psalm 108, David says, My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing praises even with my soul. Awake heartily, I will awaken the dawn. And I will give thanks to you among all peoples.
你留意这些话说出来。
Verses, take note of these words.
肯定是大卫心里头对神的 宣告所带到爱出来的反应。
It is for sure the response of David according to the proclamation of God.
但是同时也是把众民也鼓励他们催促他们一同的学习敬畏神。
But it's also to encourage and urge all the people to worship God.
那为什么是这样呢？
And why is this?
零八篇的下半
The later half of 108
就是说到神要量给以色列的地，神一定负责把它量好，就交给以色列。
It tells of the land that's measured by God to Israel. God will measure for sure and give them to Israel.
如果留意去读的时候，你会看到了，那里说到有几个民族，一个是摩亚，一个是以东，一个是腓利士。
And if you read carefully, you notice a Moab, Edom, and Philistia.
是以色列人的那个阻挡以色列人的民族。
And these are the tribes that disturbed Israel.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
大卫在这里响应，他对神说：“我心坚定，我口要唱诗歌颂。”
This is David's response to God. He says, My heart is steadfast and I will sing praises with my soul. What is he steadfast about?
毫无保留地向着主。
And he was standing toward God without reservation.
你怎么显出你的心坚定?
How do you show that your heart is steadfast?
他说他的口就唱诗赞美神。
He said he will sing praises with his mouth to God.
从里面出来的。
And it's coming from within.
他说我心坚定是里面的事情。
When he says my heart is steadfast, it's referring to something within.
口中的话是发表出来的那种情绪。
And the words from his mouth is the expression.
内容是什么呢？
And what is the content?
神啊，我要赞美你。
That God, I will praise you.
神啊，我要敬拜你。
God, I will worship you.
虽然我们已经进到迦南地。
Even though we have entered,
我们还有许多的那个阻挡我们与神享用神同在的事物在那里。
And there are still many things keeping us from enjoying the presence of God.
神已向我们说了
，God, you have
你会亲自去降粮那些地。
You have spoken and told us
我给你们的，你们早晚要得着。
That you have measured those lands that you will give to us.
时刻做你们对付的。阻挡你们靠近神的，我去把他们拆毁。
And those who hinder you to keep you from getting the land, I will deal with them.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因此，在零八篇里头
，So in Psalm 108,
借着大卫的祷告
，Through David's prayer,
就引出了一个准确的响应。
It brings.
零七篇里边所提到的那一个神要接得着一切的敬畏和赞美的要求。
It brings forth a very accurate response or echo to Psalm 107 that God deserves to be praised.
我说要求是说清了。
Or the requirement of God ought to be praised.
不只是一个要求，是一个命令。
And it's too light to say it's a requirement, it's actually a command.
你看到第八章你就知道了。
And when you see Psalm 108, you see this.
十二节，十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
求你帮助我们攻击敌人，因为人的帮助是枉然的。我们依靠神，才得施展大能。因为遣他我们敌人的就是他。
Verse 12, O give us help against our adversary, for deliverance by man is in vain. Through God we will do valiantly, and it is He who shall tread down our adversaries. Why should we worship and praise God?
因为他是替我们遣他敌人的。
Because He is the one who will trample upon our adversaries.
因为他是把产业分给我们的时候，他就按照他的定位。叫我们得着产业。
Because when he gives us our inheritance, he will give us our inheritance.
我们本来是流浪在地上的人。
We were wandering on earth.
在大卫的日子， 虽然是比较平静安稳。
Even though in the days of David is rather peace and quiet. And recently we've been studying 2 Samuel.
再过来你就马上看了。
And very soon you'll see this.
大卫走完以后。
After David became king.
连年征战到他要他到到他年老的时候。
And that was continuous fighting and wars until he was at his old age. But we thank the Lord.
在108篇的里头。
In Psalm 108.
大卫立定了心思。
David's heart was steadfast.
他要依靠耶和华。
He will count on the Lord.
要按照耶和华所定规的去承受神所应许给他们的。
According to what the Lord has determined to inherit what was promised by God.
他很清楚的知道。
And he knew this very clearly.
神所给我们的都不是我们应该得的。
What God gives them is not something they deserve.
但是神把这一切都作为一个应许摆在跟随主的人的面前。
But God placed this promise before those who belong to him.
然后你领会到神的心思，因为我们的被造是为了神的荣耀。
And then we understand God's heart because our creation is for the glory of God.
因此我们要定义，要做一个会赞美神的人。
So we ought to determine to become someone who praises God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
到了卷五开头这几篇，就是在人的那个心思上面再做一个调整，来更新我们。
And the very few psalms in the beginning of book 5 is to have a renewal of heart for us.
来进入成为一个赞美神的人的器皿。
And to, for us to become the vessel of someone who praise God.
我们是在感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
所以读诗篇以前我们只是觉得是 个别人学习一个属灵的操练嘛。
Before we started studying the Psalms, we thought these Psalms were just individual learning before God.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
诗篇整卷来讲。
The Psalms as a whole.
是指出我们从一无所有到在神面前成为一个享用至高祝福和怜悯的人。
And the entire psalm points out how we are from someone who was nothing to becoming someone who enjoys the best blessing from God. And how we walk on this path. We thank God.
越读神的话，
the more we read God's word,
越觉得在圣经里面好多处地方，那时候被神带领的人就上神说，神啊，你带领我。我该怎么走？你给我知道。
And in God's words, it let us see those who wait upon the Lord and ask God how we should walk and ask God to lead us on the way.
现在我们在神面前读诗篇的时候，我们看到神也就是按照这一个法则来领我们走到至高之处。
And as we read the Psalms, it is the same way we know this is how God would lead us onto the highest ground.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们求主领着我们在以后再读下去的时候，看到怎么做一个敬拜侍奉神的人的事，人的那个实际，我们就求主说，主啊，给我们够用的恩典，让我们跟得上去。
And as we continue to read the Psalms, we ask that God would lead us into the reading and help us to see how we can become someone who worship and serve Him.
我们也祷告。
And let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你说你是道路、真理、生命。
Because you say you're the way, the truth, and the life.
你不定是向我们说出神心里头的意念。
No need to you speak of God's heart.
你也乐意用着你自己做我们的生命，来让我们可以行完神的旨意。
You're pleased to have yourself to be alive so that we can
finish God's will. 从开始到末了都是你手中的工作。
From the beginning to the end is all your work.
从开始到末了都是你的慈爱所显明的 那个实际的光景。
And from the beginning to the end is the condition that's manifested by your love.
主啊，我们求你给我们时刻维持一个苏醒的灵。
Lord, we pray that we'll always have this awakened spirit.
能贴着你的心意往前走。
So we can draw close to your heart to go forward.
我们与你面对面在荣耀里。
Until that day, we'll see you face to face in glory.
我们现在要说感谢赞美归给你。
And today we'll say that thanksgiving and praises to you.
到了那一天，我们更要说感谢赞美永远归给你。
And on that day, all the more we say that thanksgiving and praises be to you forever.
谢谢听我们的祷告。
We thank you, Lord. May you listen to our prayers.
Amen.
Amen.